First ward meeting started the day with senior staff advising on patient behaviour, treatments and cares, naming any psychotic patients we were to be particularly careful of and those who two nurses must always attend together, being classed as dangerous, suicidal or escapees. I suppose that's in the open wards. Being reminded of a nurse who disobeyed that rule and was thrown by a patient and became a paraplegic. Did you ever hear about that?
No, I don't.
In Park House. Then patient bath time lists, dressed and breakfast served, ending with cutlery count. This is obviously in the forensic ward, which was called Park House in those days.
Yeah.
Breakfast served, ending with cutlery count to ensure no patient hid a knife to harm themselves or anyone, staff or patient. Senior staff gave medications and injections. Trusted patients we took for a walk in the grounds near the wards. Selected suitable patients were escorted to an occupational therapy staffed room where I would be an observer of any unpredictable or unacceptable behaviour and help patients with their craft making, including pottery, art, weaving, spinning, wool, basket making, etc.